As we remember the journey of Christ to Jerusalem, and the church observed the day as Palm Sunday, and we participate together in glorifying God and singing Hosanna. We're also happy that the parish is celebrating its 41st parish day today, and it is a time to remember the dedicated work of the pioneers, especially those who served in making it possible to come together as a fellowship of the Marthoma members to worship in this part of the nation and to glorify God for God's divine blessings that we received for the last 41 years. It's also a time when we give thanks to God for our children, especially welcoming 12 of our youngsters as full communicant members of the church through participating in the Holy Communion for the first time. As a diocesan bishop, I consider it a great privilege to be with you this morning, a wonderful experience with Detroit Marthoma Parish. After the Holy Communion, we will have a special program with regard to Parish Day. So at that time, we'll speak more about the parish and its future mission in this part of the country. Let us focus our meditation, the readings this morning, especially the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 21. Verses 3 and 10. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them. And verse 10, it says, when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? The words of Jesus and the words of a people. The words of Jesus clearly indicates that, yes, I need everyone, everything, and everything is useful to glorify God. And the words of the people is always a search: who is this? And how to understand the divine, how to understand the Lordship of Christ. This continues the life of humanity, the history, and everywhere we struggle to find answers. How we become useful to God, and how to understand the divine and the presence of God in our midst. The journey of Jesus to Jerusalem, of course, the church is observing this day as Palm Sunday, and the journey of Jesus to Jerusalem at a particular point was focusing mainly to show what it meant for him to be in this world and what he wants to do. Quite often it is said that it is a journey with a difference. He had been to Jerusalem many times, but this was a journey with some speciality that we find. In the journey, we find some unusual things happening, where he asked the disciples to go and untie a donkey and a colt, especially in Matthew's gospel it is mentioned. The other gospels just clearly say that it's a donkey. And untie it and bring to me. And if anyone asks, then just say that the Lord needs them. കർത്താവിന് ഇതിനെ കൊണ്ട് ആവശ്യമുണ്ട് എന്ന് മാത്രം പറയുക. This is something that we always need to ponder in our life situations. But Jesus says that, yes, I need you, and I need something. Without questioning, giving for the glory of God. Of course, the whole passage, the owner of the donkey is not mentioned. Who possessed the donkey and the colt, it is not mentioned here. But it was available, made available for the Lord to journey to Jerusalem. This is something that we need to be mindful as we live in this world. We are the creation of God. What we have is the gift from God. When the Creator asks something, we cannot have any reservation for that, but to say, yes, Lord, here I give mine to you along with myself. This makes the Palm Sunday more meaningful, especially calling our attention to say to God, Lord, you are the one who created everything, and you have given all gifts. When you say, I need it, yes, here it is. When you say, I need you, here am I. All over the scriptures, this is the response of a people who are asked to follow Jesus. I need you. I need you to serve me. Yes, here am I. I give myself to you. It's not mere coincidence that this day is selected to remember the Marthoma Theological Seminary, or in that context, any theological colleges. Especially when you call to ministry, it is a call to commitment. When Jesus says, I need you, there is a commitment of an individual to serve the Lord as full-time minister. And to have the submissive mind saying that, here am I. Of course, donkey. Is a representation here which represents meekness and humility in action. God's calling and the response of humanity. God's use of the things for the glory of God. Yes, that is something that we need to keep in mind. Then Jesus journeyed to Jerusalem with a large crowd shouting or acclaiming the antiphon, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest heaven. Of course, the whole crowd was shouting and they were singing this anthem, Hosanna in the highest. Of course, the crowd following Jesus and the preparing, and the one who prepares the way for Jesus, paving with branches of trees and cloaks, yes, they were anticipating someone. And they are clearly saying that this is someone who can liberate us. And this is the one who is there to redeem us and save us. Therefore, they say, save now, Hosanna. And you are the one who is going to save us. They might have been thinking of a political king who will help them to liberate. Of course, the people who are in slavery, under oppression for 430 years in Egypt, the people were liberated through God's intervention, appointing Moses as the leader, and they're reminded of that liberation. And during the Passover festival, here they find another person. They consider him as a Messiah, and they try to proclaim or shout, yes, you are the Messiah, and you can liberate us. Of course, the people under the bondage or slavery of Roman Empire at that time was desiring for a liberation. But Jesus' journey was clearly indicating something else. What was the purpose? Yes, I am a savior. And the people who were annoyed at the city was asking this question, who is this? Who is this? And the crowd said, he is the prophet. Prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. Of course, they said, save now, but yet they were saying that he's a prophet whom they were expecting. And the prophet who can help them to get the liberation. Of course, the prophecy of Zechariah was mentioned by Saint Matthew, where a king is coming. The daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey. And here he is. So here, when the people say that he's a prophet, we all should say that he's more than a prophet. He's more than a prophet. He is a king, a servant king, who is going to save humanity. It's not a political liberation, but it is the salvation to all human beings. The humility and the meekness that he has shown in the whole process of journeying to Jerusalem with a purpose to save humanity. That is the one that helps us to understand God's divine action for the redemption of humanity as we celebrate today the Palm Sunday. Can we understand Jesus in the real sense? Quite often we ask this question, who is God to us? Who is God to me? And who can save us? Who can save the world? This is the question that often we ask, and we listen, people ask this question. When we turn around the happenings in the world, the people in atrocities, people who are terrified through the actions of individuals or groups, people doesn't have any peace of mind, people are in violence. Yes, this question continues. Who can save us? Who can save the world? And only understanding the presence of God in the real sense, we can say that, yes, God's presence and the realization of God's presence will help us to understand who is God and what is God's doing in this world and how the world can be saved. The purpose of journey to save humanity from their sins, to save the people, to save the world. And it is a journey to the cross, a journey not ending at the cross, but a journey that continues in transforming the life of people through the cross experience. The resurrected Christ who says, I'll be with you at every time. And this experience is something that keeps us going forward, committed to serve the Lord. Yes, our Savior, our Lord, more than a prophet, a servant king, who take care of the life of the people, humanity. Yes, this is something that we need to understand. And this is also a journey to glorify God through our life. Jesus entered to the city of Jerusalem and went to the temple and cleansed the temple. Of course, the cleansing process was to make them understand that, yes, you are as a worshiping community gathered together to praise God, to give thanks to God. But you often make it a den of robbers. This should be seen as God's sanctuary, where you experience the presence of God. But are you really worshiping God the Creator? This question is being asked. And if you understand who this person is, then there is a possibility of washing away of your sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. And there is a possibility of renewal and change in your life. Yes, our life is a journey. And we started from somewhere, and we are heading to somewhere. Is our life something different that can show the presence of Christ in our life? Our journey forward with a definite purpose, yes, God-given purpose, to live in this world and proclaim His name and glorify His name. Are we journeying with Christ? The whole question we need to ask to ourselves. Yes, Jesus says, I need you. I need the individual, I need everyone. Are we able to say, yes, Lord, here I am? When we try to understand God, who is this? Where is God? Can we realize that, yes, He is here in our midst, trying to interact with us, trying to help us, trying to save us, and we realize the presence of Christ. The triumphant entry into Jerusalem and the cleansing of the temple marks God's expression or demonstration of power on everything. Yes, God who is powerful. You have sung the beautiful song, our God is strong. Our God is awesome. Our God is powerful. He is more than a prophet. For anyone who can easily say that he is a prophet, but he is more than a prophet, a servant king who controls the life of humanity. And he wants to rule over our life. And we want to journey with him, shouting the antiphon, Hosanna, God save us. And you are the King, and you are the Lord, and I submit myself into your hands. Let this day and our celebration be a time to commit ourselves to the service of the Lord and to experience the presence of God and to recognize the divine better and asking, yes, what shall I do for you? And how can I become a new person to work for you, to live for you? May God's blessings be upon us as we celebrate this day and continue our meditation during the Passion Week to know Christ more better, to know God's intervention in the life of people better, and to have a meaningful experience relating ourselves to God. Let us pray.
Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the wonderful message which you have given to us when we celebrate the Hosanna Festival. Lord, we hear your sound that I need you. Lord, we are submitting ourselves to your ministry. Lord, we are coming to your presence with a submissive mind. Lord, often we ask to ourselves, who is God to me? Lord, we realize that you have come to give us salvation. Lord, help us to understand you and to renew ourselves, to be the witnesses in this world. Lord, we thank you for Thirumeni, and also, Lord, we thank you for the life which you have given to us. Especially we pray for the first Holy Communicants who are coming to your presence to receive your body and blood. Lord, bless them and be with them. In Jesus' name we pray.